A loving couple has gone on a last trip together. Edith and Jerry Dunn of Spanish Fork, Utah, who were high school sweethearts, were together for 63 years. Jerry Dunn died early in the morning of October 3rd. Hours later, Edith Dunn joined him. We reached their children, Deanna Golden and her brother, Donald Dunn.
They liked to play cards together and with family, and they weren't much for traveling. Mostly what they liked to do together was just be together.
I remember Dad as always being there when I needed him. He would always come to every game that I played, coached most of the baseball games. If there was a sporting event of one of our grandkids, he was always there. My kids grew up knowing that Grandpa was always up the street, and if they needed anything, they went up to Grandpa and Grandma's.
Given the last act of spectacularly coordinated timing with which they left this world, may come as no surprise that Edith and Jerry Dunn kind of collected clocks.
A clock or two in every room, because he always wanted to know what time it was. Dad never wanted to be late. Dad's version of being on time was 15 minutes early. That was one of his army traits, I think.
Jerry Dunn served in both the Korean War and the war in Vietnam. He became a mail carrier for the Postal Service, and these past few years, as they moved into their 80s, Jerry cared for Edith as she was saddled with diabetes and dementia.
I feel like Mom was afraid to die, and Dad was ready to go. And so I think in the end, he just knew that before Mom could go, he needed to be there first so that he could bring her home.
Deanna Golden and Donald Dunn, remembering their parents, Jerry and Edith Dunn, who were together for 63 years, and died within hours of each other earlier this month in Spanish Fork, Utah.